Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the 4th of July, the great American holiday. Now, it's summer. That's what the 4th is. No matter what the astronomers tell us, it's not the solstice that signifies the beginning of our season of mayhem, the time when kids run amok while parents drink beer out of cans and fall out of patio furniture. The senses are heightened during this time. The smell of cut grass, the feel of a new pair of sneakers, the sound of children playing volleyball in the sand, the thunk of a frisbee on the back of the head. Also, it's a holiday that transcends political persuasions, a frozen moment in time when white wine sipping, NPR listening, Prius driving, Birkenstock wearing hippies stand shoulder to shoulder with country western listening, pickup truck driving, cowboy boot wearing, Coors Light chugging rednecks, both groups waving tiny American flags in a small town square watching a parade of bicycles with red, white, and blue bunting woven through the spokes, and beauty queens waving from the back seats of convertibles. It's the loudest holiday as well, with marching bands and fireworks and the tinny mantra of baseball on an AM radio wafting down from a porch. Have yourself a terrific summer, everybody. Swim and swing and swoon. Buy a new chaise lounge, whatever that is. Play a game of slow-pitch softball. Char some flesh, both animal and your own. Make sure you find time for a little bit of fun, because it won't be long before we're back at each other's throats. You know, like Thursday the 5th. So happy birthday, America, you great-looking country, you. Don't look bad, considering you're 242 years old. Could use a little work around the eyes, but then again, couldn't we all? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.